Well, thanks, everyone, for being here today. I sincerely appreciate it. Mayor, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Tim, thank you all. I've got a lot of my car guys in the audience, because that's near and dear to my heart. JROTC is another thing that I am a strong supporter of, because JROTC connects the kids to the school, and if you connect them to the school, you're going to keep them in the school, and you're going to get them to graduate, and that's important. So there's a lot of people in this audience that I need to thank. I'm not going to be able to thank everyone personally. I hate to say that. When I asked my wife what I ought to say, she says, whatever you say, keep it short. So to keep it short, I did write it out. I know I've got, also I should have mentioned, I've got a couple members of my Citizens Advisory Board in the office, in the audience. Thank you. I have much to be thankful for. First, I learned much from each of the other commissioners that I served with, including Commissioner Dave Unruh, Pete Meitzner, Michael O'Donnell, Dalton Glasscock, Sarah Lopez, Richard Ranzow, Lacey Cruz, Ryan Beatty, and Jim Howell. They're all great public servants. I also want to thank all the other electeds that I've had the chance to work with, including Sheriff Jeff Easter, District Attorney Mark Bennett, Treasurer Brandy Bailey, Register of Deeds Tanya Buckingham, County Clerk Kelly Arnold, all the judges, the township offices, and each of the appointed officials that we've worked with over the years. A special thanks, and I try and do this as often as possible, to our great staff. With over 40 departments, commissioners cannot know everything. Our staff provides the expertise for us to make, in some cases, very difficult policy decisions. I truly appreciate our leadership team, especially Tom Stoltz, and each staff member who chose to serve our community. A heartfelt thanks to my secretaries, Lisa, Carol, and Linda. Thanks to my campaign staff and all those who contributed to my campaigns, I wouldn't have been here as a commissioner without each and every one of you. Thank you. I have been blessed, and I thank God every day for those blessings. Starting with my parents, Colonel D.T. and Virginia Dennis, my sister, Carolyn Thompson, my brother, Danny Dennis. They gave me a great start in life, instilling the values that I hold dear today. My wife, Janet, is a special blessing. I met her in high school. We dated for over 5 years and married 56 years ago. She's been my foundation. She had to move our family 14 times over 29 years of military service and take care of our family during my frequent absences. She gave me two great sons, David, who gave us three grandchildren, Brittany, who then gave us two fantastic great-grandchildren, Christopher and Cecilia, Amanda, who was just married last Saturday, Devin, who we have the pleasure to see almost every day, and my other son, Eric, who's given us two fantastic grandchildren with William and Elizabeth. I also thank God for giving me the health and leadership ability to serve our nation, our state, our county, schools, and city for over five decades. It's been an honor to serve the citizens of Sedgwick County, especially those in District 3. And if you get my newsletters, that's the last thing I put in every newsletter for the last 8 years. I wish the new county commission the best. It's a tough job. They'll do a great job. Best advice that I can give to them is stay humble. Again, thanks to the entire Sedgwick County staff. You do a great job. Finally, I want to tell you a short story and then read a poem that's had a great impact on my life. You heard that I worked in the former Soviet Union for 3 years. It's tough to go to church, and I try and go to church over there, but it's very difficult because there's not a lot of Catholic churches in the former Soviet Union. And I actually went to a lot of Orthodox services while I was there. One of the, probably the most beautiful was an Easter vigil. It started at midnight over there, and their Easter was a week after ours. But So whenever I could get back to one of the capitals of Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, or Belarus, they usually had a Catholic mass in a cafeteria or someplace like that that I could attend. And so the very last Sunday that I was over there, I was going to fly out during that coming week, and I had a diplomatic passport, so I had access to the embassies. If you travel over on your personal passport, you won't be able to walk into an embassy. So I went over to Catholic Mass the last Sunday I was there in Moscow. And at the end of the Mass, the priest read a poem. And I said, wow, that really struck me. And so at the end of the Mass, as we were leaving, I stopped by to see the priest and shook his hand and wished him well because he was leaving. And so I said, could I get a copy of that? And so he reached in his pocket and he pulled out this piece of paper that was obviously written on, typed on some cheap Russian paper, and with an old typewriter. Most of you don't know what I'm talking about on that. But some of those old typewriters, if you hit an O too hard, it would poke a hole through the paper, or you hit a period, it would poke a hole through paper. Well, this piece of paper had a lot of holes in it, okay? But the message was there. And so I'd like to read that as my final part in parting. And Lisa and Carol each got a copy of this when they were leaving. And I'm going to hand this to Sarah as I finish up today. But it's called On the Edge of Time by Martha Edens. Between the known of my past, people I can hardly bear to leave behind, a job I know exactly how to handle, a home that is a nest of security, and the vast unknown of the future ahead. People to work with and live with whom I need to learn to love and trust. Why do I feel I must go through this door? Because God calls me. All these years, I prayed that I could serve Him in whatever I did. Now He has opened this new door for this new phase in my life. So I must go, risking, sacrificing, leaving behind, crying, I must go. As I grew in my relationship with God, I finally had the courage to say, take my life and do with it what you will do. Now He has opened this new door, so I must go. Expecting, hoping, adventuring, trusting, I must go. How in the world will I manage? Because I can believe. Believing in God, whose will is wholeness. Believing in Christ, who will guide me on the journey. Believing in the Holy Spirit, who gives each of us the power to do more than we can believe or dare to ask. Believing all this, I step across the edge of time, through the door into the future, on my journey to wholeness in Christ. Thank you, everyone.